Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from A Book of Friendly Thoughts by Nixon Waterman, published in 1913. Halfway, half-hearted doings never amount to much. Battles are not won with flags at half-mast. They are run up to the very top, and waved as far toward the heavens as possible. If we lack enthusiasm, we are almost certain to fail of achieving an end. A listless, lackadaisical spirit may get on all right, so long as the path of life is all on a level or downgrade. But when it comes to hill climbing, and the real experiences of life that develop character, we are likely to give up the contest and surrender the prize. Aim above morality. Be not simply good. Be good for something. If you would get the best results, do your work with enthusiasm as well as fidelity. The world makes way only for the determined person who laughs at barriers which limit others, at stumbling blocks over which others fall. Everyone knows that the friends we love best are the ones who are alive to the world about them, who feel an enthusiasm in the tasks and privileges that confront them. Enthusiasm is the breeze that fills the sails and sends the ship gliding over happy waves. It is the joy of doing things, and of seeing that things are well done. It gives to work a thoroughness and a delicious zest, and to play a whole-souled health-giving delight. Only they who find joy in their work can live the larger and nobler life. For without work, and work done joyously, life must remain dwarfed and undeveloped. People talk about the indignity of doing work that is beneath them, but the only indignity that they should care about is the indignity of doing nothing. We must play life's sweet keys if we would keep them in tune. Charles Kingsley says, "Thank God every morning that you have something to do which must be done, whether you like it or not." Being forced to work and forced to do your best will breed in you temperance and self-control, diligence and strength of will, cheerfulness and contentment, and 100 virtues which the idle will never know. All the great thinkers of the world have agreed that nothing else is so hard to do as nothing. Neither days nor lives can be made noble or holy by doing nothing in them. They who work with their hearts, as well as their hands, do not grow tired. A labor of love is a labor of growing delight. The moment that labor is exchanged for leisure, a gate is opened to vice. When wealth takes off the necessity of labor and invites in idleness, nature executes her sharpest revenge. The idle rich live next door to ruin. But riches do not necessarily have to be associated with idleness. Riches rightly employed bestow the blessed privilege of being able to do the best work for our fellow citizens. Indeed, the possession of riches places upon those who have them the moral necessity and obligation of doing more and better things in the world. No matter in whatever walk of life we may find ourselves, we must exercise our muscles, or they will become weak and useless. We must stir and interest our hearts, or they will grow hard and unresponsive. We must use our minds, or they will become dull and inactive. We must employ our consciences, or they will grow to be blind and unsafe guides that lead us into darkness and distress. To be employed does not mean that we must necessarily work in the office, or in the factory, or in the fields. There are a thousand ways in which we may serve the world. The only requirement is that we shall devote a portion of our time and energy to genuine service on behalf of our brothers and sisters, our parents and teachers, our friends and all the world. And we must be grateful for the chance to serve others and deem it an opportunity rather than an obligation. Above all, we must find delight in the work we are privileged to do. Everyone should enjoy life. Life was made to be enjoyed. And I mean life itself, our very living and breathing. It is a divine pleasure to inhale a breath of fragrant air on a beautiful summer morning. And what jewels can compare in color or brilliancy with the dewdrops that shine and glisten in the sun at dawn? And the sun itself, the great, mysterious, miraculous sun, its myriads of vibrations dancing in the warm air like golden fairies, and dazzling one's eyes with their wondrous beauty, filling one's soul with love and one's body with health. Then in the evening, when the day's work is done, there is above us that mysterious depth of star-spangled sky. We cannot fathom its mystery, but like a stream of grace descending from heaven, we can feel the cool, refreshing dew on our upturned brow. Until at last we feel that we should like to take wing and actually fly up among those unknown worlds and come back with a great story to tell. And even though we cannot grow those wings, we can go up in our imagination and come back with the following message. Live life, love life, enjoy life, if you would overcome all fear of death. That is the spirit in which we should look upon all the beauty and wonder about us. Tomorrow will ever be a joyous hope, and yesterday a golden memory. We are but thoughtful regarding the manner in which we live today. There are many who make the serious mistake of thinking that joyousness and cheerfulness are only for play, and not to be made a part and factor of the time we must devote to work. No view could be more faulty and regrettable. It is in our working hours that we should seek to be cheerful and full of sunshine. All of our tasks should be sweetened and glorified with the leaven of good humor. Remember that, quote, the task seems never very long if measured with a smile and a song. Miraculous things can happen when we change our attitude of mind and are determined to look upon the sunshine rather than the dark side of life. We can all do as much. It is but for us to say whether we will be happy and make others happy, or whether we shall be distressed and thereby distress others. What sort of person are you going to be? Are you going to make the world glad or sorry that you are in it? Let us all be grateful that abundant life lies waiting in the heart of winter, and there is no situation where life is not. Let us look well into our attitude of mind and our habit of looking at things, keeping in mind that there is nothing more certain than that we go and grow in just that direction in which our mind is most firmly fixed. Our daily actions, and their impact on our lives, are the effect of a cause, and that cause is invariably our previous thoughts. What you think most of today will most likely be what you repeat tomorrow. Therefore, it is of utmost importance that you begin to think as deeply as possible on those things that build you up. Half of the work is already done. If we can simply concentrate our minds on that which we desire to do, it is mind that drags us either up or down. Where that leads, we follow. The power of direction is with us, but we cannot send our mind in one direction and then take the opposite road ourselves, whether we are moving upward or downward in the scale of life. Depends on whether we are thinking up or thinking down. That is a truth that everyone's experience will prove. Thought impels action. Action forms habit, and habit rules our lives. So no matter what direction you may wish to take, up or down, it is only necessary for you to fix your mind in that desired direction. Therefore, let us pause and take stock and ascertain whether we are thinking ourselves up or down, whether we are building truthfully or falsely, whether we are going forward or backward. By a cheerful attitude of mind, we are able to mold things to our will. And better still, we are able to mold our will to our highest ideal of womanhood and manhood.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.